It's time for Prospector's News Briefs on Rock 107.
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have split up in the space where it asks for a reason for a divorce. Liam says, dude, just look at her Instagram. Sir Mix-a-Lot turns 56 today. He now has a lot of days where he really can't remember if he likes big butts or not. NASA scientists say Jupiter was hit with an object so big you could see the flash of the impact from here on Earth. Hey, I'm just glad it didn't slam into Uranus.
Quicker than Channel 16, Scott Schaefer started to wear his glasses again. Prospector's Briefs. Tune in same time tomorrow for more of Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
Most of us do it every single day. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector. I'm talking about getting a shower or a bath. And sometimes you do your best thinking in the shower. And that's true of me. This morning I had a lot of shower thoughts. 11 plus 2 is an anagram of 12 plus 1. Both add up to 13. The most unrealistic thing about Monopoly is that everyone starts out with the same amount of money. When an alarm goes off, it actually turns on.
He's not the dumbest guy, but hey, he's not the best looking either. Prospector on Rock 107.
I remember the first time I bought a vinyl record. It is National Vinyl Day today. August 12th, 2002 is when we first celebrated. So 17 years on, we still celebrate. And when I was a kid, my parents often got us records, vinyl records. I had One of These Nights by the Eagles. Had a bunch of Guess Who and the Beatles. I had Queen's Sheer Heart Attack album with my parents got me for Christmas when I was like 7 or 8 years old. But the first one I dropped my own cash on, paper route money, saved it up, Van Halen's first album. First one I ever bought with my own dough. The first one I got to pick out with no direction from anybody else, and I loved the album. I was thrilled with it, Van Halen's first one. What was the first vinyl album you ever bought? Rock 107 app on your iPhone or Android with open mic or 1-888-ROCK-107.
The first album I ever got was Boys.
The Boys, Timothy!
And I actually have it autographed by all four members.
Do you remember where you bought it or no?
Book and Record Mart on Public Square in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, I remember the first album I got.
What was it?
The Who's Next.
Great record.
Prospector.
Yo.
First album I got, Bark at the Moon.
Bark at the Moon from Ozzy, another great album. There's so many good ones. Kathy says Journey Departure. Now, I'm not a big live album guy, but I like that live album there. Todd, Pyromania. That was my first album I ever bought. I remember that, the opening to Pyromania. Man. Yeah. I remember how pumped I was in 83 when I finally got that record. Bill says Kiss Destroyer. Yeah, Detroit Rock City, King of the Nighttime World opens that one up. How about you? First vinyl you ever got, Rock 107.
Hey, Prospector, first album.
Yeah.
Kiss Alive 2, buddy.
Yes, Prospector.
Yo.
My first album was Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare.
Now, where did you get it?
Believe it or not, Sears.
I don't even remember Sears selling records, but okay.
Let's put it this way. I was 15 and I'm 52 now.
Rock 107, first vinyl album you ever bought.
Kiss Alive 2. And then I bought it up to Einen.
Aha!
And then the girl I was running with at the time, I left it at her house. Her mom was a member of the God Squad.
Yeah.
And she went to some kind of rally and she burned it.
She burned it. Kiss Alive 2. Great live record as well. And again, I'm not that big a fan of live albums. Lynn says Pink Floyd The Wall was the first vinyl purchase I ever made. Chris, Aerosmith rocks. And Frank says Billy Joel's The Stranger. All right, now, I didn't buy that one on vinyl, but I remember starting with this song. A great Billy Joel classic moving out there. So there's so many great albums. What's the first vinyl album you ever bought? Rock 107.
Prospector.
Yo.
First album I ever got, Jesus Christ Superstar. The original with the Ian Gillan on vocal.
Hi, Prospector. My first album was Bob Dylan's Greatest Hit.
Hey, Prospector.
Yo.
First album ever bought was Iron Butterfly, In a God of Davida. I wanted to hear what was on the other side of the album.
I was just going
to
say, because that's one whole side. I know that much.
Yeah, it took up the whole side, man.
And that is a great album to get to. There's so many cool albums you could be buying. Renee says The Beatles, Abbey Road was the first one I ever bought. And Patrick says, I remember going down to Rouse Record City, skipping school. I had money I had from my part-time job, and I had to buy this album because a friend of mine had it, and I was blown away by it. My first vinyl album I ever bought with my own money, Def Leppard's High and Dry. So many great albums, and, well, we try to play as much as we can. Good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. Some of it not easy to grasp. It takes a lot of explanation, and I think because we remember things better in song, it's time for a little Red Knot Chili Peppers to explain the world.
North Korea daily threatens world annihilation. Putin's always shirtless when he's hacking our elections. But China is the worst with currency manipulation.
But I've made clear our trade imbalance is just not acceptable.
Sneaky China infiltration. Economic devastation. Worse than nuclear proliferation. Currency manipulation.
What's a yambag? A fool, an idiot, a blockhead, a dunce, or an ignoramus, you know, a dullard, simpleton, or a clot, nitwit, dipstick, pea-brain, mouth breather, or cretin. It's time to decide the yambag of the day on Rock 107.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Yambag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
Nominee number one.
I guess if you're going to steal an electric car, you really ought to see this coming. There's a 60-year-old woman named Kathy Sane from Arizona, and on Sunday, she stole a Tesla from a parking lot outside a Subway. The car was reported stolen quickly, and the cops wound up in a high-speed chase with Kathy, and it ended when the Tesla's battery ran out of juice. The cops say, quote, the spike strips were ineffective, but the vehicle ran out of electricity, so they were able to arrest Kathy. She was charged with theft, fleeing, criminal damage, aggravated driving under the influence, and failing to appear on two outstanding warrants.
Nominee number two.
What a disappointing thing to have happen during an otherwise nice, successful, massive orgy. There's a 63-year-old guy in Deltona, Florida, and a few weeks ago, he hosted a weekend-long orgy at his house. He advertised it on a gay social media site, and about 20 dudes showed up, and he was pretty sure he only knew about a quarter of them. Well, once it was all over, he realized someone had stolen his 9mm handgun off his nightstand, and the police are having a hard time tracking down suspects since the theme of the orgy was, quote, anonymous sex. So all the dudes were wearing masks and using code names. Police have classified the case as suspended or inactive. A sheriff's department spokesman says, quote, we're probably not going to solve this one.
Nominee number three.
Some idiot in Greenville, South Carolina, caused what will probably be the most ironic car crash of the year, and it happened this weekend. 21-year-old Jaderick Freeman was driving drunk on Saturday when he didn't hit the brakes in time and crashed into an auto shop called Brakes for Less. Now, he hit another car first, then lost control and crashed through the front of the Brakes for Less building. It's not clear if he ever hit the brakes because he didn't stop until he hit several other parked cars inside the garage area. That's right, he finally came to a stop in the section of the store where they do repairs, which he probably needs now. It was in the middle of the night, so luckily no one was there. And the driver in the other car that he hit before he hit the store only suffered minor injuries. Police arrested Jaderick for drunk driving, and they probably will tack on some other charges too. And the winner, the woman who got into a high-speed police chase in a stolen Tesla, but was busted when the battery ran out. You, ma'am, are the Yam Bag of the Day, and we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Tune in to for Tuesday morning for more nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day on Rock 107. 9 to 5, no repeat work day. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and before I go, I need to make amends. I need to apologize to those that I offended this morning. Sometimes my big mouth gets me in trouble. In this day and age of instant outrage and social media organized boycotts, I cannot afford to let resentments fester. So here goes. I apologize for saying a woman suffered second-degree burns while trying to steam her vagina. The good news? Her boyfriend is willing to rub it with ointment. I'm sorry for saying Tommy Lee posted an online rant about President Trump. The last time I saw him pound someone that hard, he was on a boat with Pam Anderson. Finally, I apologize for saying Janet Jackson says she doesn't employ a nanny to help with her child. It gives her more time to bond with her son. Plus, she can always get Tito to babysit for like $8 an hour. I'm truly sorry for any hurt or confusion my words or actions may have caused. Miss any of today's show, check out the Prospector Prime Cut podcast on your mobile device. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts. The 10 at 10 coming up next right here on Rock 107. Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.